Chapter 4. I walked into the women's room, thoughts focused on Maxon's new plan. The queen hadn't shown up yet, and the girls were all laughing in a clump by the windows. America, come here, Chris said urgently. Even Celeste turned back, smiling, waving me over. I was a little uneasy about what could be waiting for me, but I walked to the huddle anyway. Oh my goodness, I squealed. I know, Celeste sighed. There, running laps in the garden without their shirts on, were half of the guards in the palace. Aspen had told me that all guards got injections to help keep them strong, but apparently they also did a lot of work to keep their bodies in peak condition. While we were all devoted to Maxon, the sight of cute boys was something we couldn't ignore. The guy with blonde hair, Chris said. Well, I think he's a blonde. Their hair is so short. I like this one, Elise said quietly, as another guard ran past our window. Chris giggled. I can't believe we're doing this. Oh, that guy right there with the green eyes, Celeste said, pointing to Aspen. Chris sighed. I danced with him at Halloween, and he's as funny as he is good-looking. I danced with him, too, Celeste bragged, easily the most gorgeous guard in the palace. I had to laugh a little. I wondered how she would feel if she knew he used to be a six. I watched him run and thought about the hundreds of times those arms had embraced me. The distance growing between Aspen and me felt unavoidable, but even now I had to wonder if there was a way to keep some piece of what we had. What if I needed him? What about you, America? Chris asked. The only one who really caught my eye was Aspen, and after feeling that ache for him, this felt kind of stupid. I dodged the question. I don't know, they're all kind of nice. Kind of nice? Celeste echoed. You have to be kidding. These are some of the best-looking guys I've ever seen. It's only a bunch of boys without their shirts on, I countered. Yeah, why don't you enjoy it for a minute, before it's just the three of us you have to look at, she said snippily. Whatever. Maxon looks just as good without his shirt on as any of those guys. What? Chris shrieked. A second after the words slipped out of my mouth, I realized what I'd said.